This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Souk, by the way. Podcast brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center, doing the right thing since 1952.
Ah, cute.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanik.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back, folks. It is the 5 o'clock hour, as they like to say in our business, the power hour.
Sada. It used to be the power hour.
Yes.
Back in the old Allen Davis days.
It was sponsored and everything. Yeah. Now it's just
like lightning and thunder at the start.
Oh, very powerful. Hour. Yeah, much more powerful than the 3 and 4 o'clock hours.
Yeah, those were
are good hours, but
warm up hours to the power hour.
Not as powerful.
No, it's not this. Max power like this is.
So hey, here's what we have coming up for you guys. We are going to get into the NFL television ratings and why they may be where they're at. We have the latest numbers. If we have time, I want to get into where maybe the unbeatens in college football could lose. I've got a list here. We're down to 9.
We got what, 6 weeks left in the season?
No, we're down to 8. And then, yeah, we've got 6 weeks left. Blazers open tonight. That's exciting.
Down in Phoenix, no CJ McCollum, who will not even be allowed in the building.
We'll have our pregame show. Oh, wait, no, we won't. Yeah, where is he going to watch the game?
I guess back at the hotel, I'm assuming.
Wouldn't it be cool to watch?
He has to leave like what, 2 to 3 hours, something like that, before the game. He can't be in the building.
And his dad's there. See that?
I don't know. Maybe he goes and watches it with his dad.
No, his dad's in the arena.
Oh.
He's like, he's not giving up his tickets.
Really?
Like, I'm watching the game.
It's a bit awkward.
So wouldn't it be cool to watch the Blazers play with CJ McCollum? Like, I watched it was the Ravens.
Yeah, I remember this. We were down in
Dallas.
Yeah.
And I was at the hotel bar.
I think it was Ravens Cincinnati, if
no,
I remember.
No, it was the Ravens Patriots. And I was watching it with Eddie George.
Yeah, I remember.
Who was sitting next to me. He's a super nice guy. We were both by ourselves. We struck up a conversation. And it was like, I'm like, holy crap. Like,
yeah, you're watching it with Eddie George.
I'm watching this game with Eddie George. He's like really smart about football and stuff.
Well, yeah.
I didn't tell him what I did. I thought.
Just played it dumb.
Yeah, like, I'm just a dumb fan. I don't know anything.
Let me tell you about this show that I do, Eddie.
But, yeah. Like, let's say you belly up at the bar tonight in Phoenix, and there's CJ McCollum, and you can watch the Suns play the Blazers while talking to and having CJ McCollum give you hot breakdown.
Yeah, that'd actually be pretty cool.
Half drunk. Be great.
What if he's full drunk?
Or loaded, whatever.
Even better.
It's a new bit. I smell a bit.
Watching sports with drunken pro athletes?
Yeah. Kind of like drunken history, only different.
Yeah, let's do it. Well, we've talked about doing drunk sports on this program. Which
still needs to happen.
I still think that would be fantastic.
To get
Mike like just beyond liquored up and then have him explain one of the World Series championships of the Yankees.
Don't worry, Mike. Mike knows it. He knows it all. You think he's worse when he's drunk about knowing everything?
I'm trying to think of who would be the worst. Mike talking about the Yankees drunk or Dirt S-Face talking about the Giants.
I don't know what kind of drunk Mike is. I haven't been all that drunk with you ever.
No.
We got a little tipsy, but that was about it.
I think we need to correct this immediately.
Yeah. Let's go out.
All right.
Let's party.
Let's bring Wilcox along.
In the club.
Oh, God.
I have an in the news segment. We have another Bigfoot sighting.
Again?
Another one. Man. This one not in Northern California. The Bigfoot gets around. We have news on the missing Las Vegas security guard. You know that security guard who got shot?
Yeah.
He's missing.
Up. Well, he popped up today.
Well, that's the story, is where they found him. And we've got Oil spill news.
I got Facebook news. Criminal.
Halloween candy talk.
Ooh, now we're talking.
The Anne Frank Halloween costume. Too soon?
Well, it's been a while, but yeah, maybe, just maybe, we don't do that one, Spirit Halloween.
It exists.
Oh, it does.
So in the news, during the club, that would be from 6 to 7, but right now let's get to the Hot 5 at 5. 10. 5:10.
Hot topics. Hot opinions.
I mean, we're close.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
A little later than I thought.
It's all relative.
It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
Right. I mean, it's
hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
Refreshed by Coors Light. When things get hot, cool off with a frost-brewed Coors Light. Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on.
See, when you look at it within the scope of the broadcast, you know, we have a four-hour broadcast.
Yes, what's 10 minutes between friends?
Right. We're close to the Hot 5 at 5. Now, if we did the Hot 5 at 5 at like 6:30.
Yeah, then that's a bit off.
That's not, know, that doesn't work. We're close.
It's the Hot 5 at 5 Central. They need to just change the title.
Number
the
five.
Hot 5 at 5-ish.
Why on God's green earth would it matter where the NFL draft is held?
Well, they did that. They did it outdoors last year, and it was such a big hit that now they want to kind of take this thing on the road, and they're going to do it outdoors, and you can cram more people in there, and it's a more festive environment.
Do people travel for this? I mean, this blows me away.
Yeah, people do travel for it.
You know, you can watch it on TV, and all they do is the same thing that...
But that's kind of the
point.
They draw
a card.
With that outdoor, they did in, what, Chicago last year, right?
I thought it was in Philly.
Was it in Philly?
Chicago, Philly, somewhere.
One of those.
I don't know.
And they said that the atmosphere around it, kind of the party that they did, was unlike anything they had ever seen. And there was a bunch of people was like, there's no way they take this thing back indoors. Or you take it to Dallas and you do it indoors and it'll
right,
be enormous.
Whatever. Well, Dallas will get the NFL draft next year, and they will have it at the stadium. It will be partly indoors, part outdoors.
Yeah.
And they win over 20 other bids.
It got great reviews last year, and now people want it.
All right. Would you ever travel to go to the NFL draft?
No. No, I wouldn't.
I find that so funny. Now, if it
it's
were
just,
in my
it's
city...
It's just an excuse to party.
If it were in my city, I may go down, check it out, but... I don't know. I don't
Road
know.
Trip. If it's in Vegas, you'd go.
That's a bit foreign. No, actually, I wouldn't.
You could rope a trip around
there's
that.
A lot of other better... There are way better things to do in Vegas than that. Now, if I were stuck in, I don't know, like St. Louis or something.
Yeah, like you're in Delaware, you'll travel to it. You'll go.
Oh, man. Seahawks. So Cliff Averill is done for the season. They've placed him on the IR, and Pete Carroll has insinuated... Here's what he said. He said on a radio interview, he said, Cliff Averill will go on IR. He's seeing a bunch of doctors seriously looking at a big decision. He's insinuating that Cliff Averill may retire.
Well, he's played 10 years in the league, and this is when Jacoby Brissett, you know, he clipped him in the chin, and we saw Averill on the ground, and he was trying to get feeling back into his arms.
Couldn't feel his hands.
So we all assumed that it was just a normal stinger, which occurs. I mean, if you've played long enough, you've got him, but... The fact that he had to go, you know, and miss a couple weeks, now we start to talk about, is this maybe a spinal stenosis thing? You've got some nerve damage back there, and that is certainly career threatening. So this is a tough decision. You're talking about your neck. You can't screw around with this.
Bad news for the Colts, too. Andrew Luck shut down due to soreness in that surgically repaired shoulder.
So it's at some point.
Not good.
Just shut him down for the year. You're not going anywhere. Get healthy.
Braxton Burmeister will start at quarterback for the Oregon Ducks against the UCLA Bruins this weekend. It's looking like Tyrell Crosby is doubtful. Jake Pisarcik was also not at practice today, so not looking good for the two offensive linemen.
Both of them,
linemen.
By the way, in the concussion protocol. The nice thing for Oregon is that even without your two of your starting offensive linemen, UCLA is giving up over 300 yards on the ground per game. That is 128 out of 129 teams in the NCAA. You could be playing left tackle for the Oregon Ducks. You should be able to run the ball on UCLA.
A big blow to Cal football. Their leading tackler by far is Devontae Downs. You know, he went down in the Washington State game. They're saying he is done for the season with a lower body injury. No. All right, since winning the title in 1977, your Portland Trailblazers have only missed the playoffs 8 times in 40 seasons.
Yeah, it's been a nice run.
Another season opens tonight. Can you believe they're playing another season?
I am aware of that, yes, and I can believe it.
They're in Phoenix. No CJ McCollum due to a 1-game suspension. He can't even be in the arena. The lineup Looks like it will have Evan Turner, Mo Harkless, and Al Farouq Aminu in the starting five alongside Damian Lillard and Yusuf Nurkic, but we don't have anything official on that yet.
Yeah, Quick just said that based on, like, the practice jerseys that he was seeing, you know, the starting group, that he would guess that that is the lineup going forward.
For the Suns, rookie Josh Jackson joins Devin Booker on a team that won just 24 games last year. Now, Phoenix is favored, interestingly enough. The tip will be at 7. From last night's action, Gordon Hayward could be done for the season with a broken leg. Chris Paul and Draymond Green also hurt. They're saying Chris Paul is now questionable, and Draymond Green was getting a knee MRI. Yikes. A lot of injuries.
Yeah, but the Hayward injury, it sounds like they're trying to paint out that this isn't as bad as maybe originally anticipated. Yeah, dislocated ankle, and he's got a fracture in his tibia, but... you know, it's at the time, you know, everyone thought kind of doom and gloom, Joe Theismann career ender, but it seems like, and maybe this is just an act, but it seems like Boston's putting a better spin on this than that.
Well, it certainly looked bad. And number one, in the bottom of the eighth, man, the Astros cannot hit. They only have 3 hits the whole game against Tanaka, and now Conley's in there, a reliever of the Yankees. The Yankees lead the Astros 5-0. In game 5 of the ALCS.
Yeah, they were down 0-2 in this series, and now it looks like they're going to go back to Houston up 3-2, and that, I think that'll be on Saturday as Verlander.
Friday and Saturday.
Friday. Oh, so they play on Friday too?
Yeah.
So yeah, Friday and Saturday as they try to stave off elimination.
How about that? The big hit of this game, well, there's been several. Gary Sanchez hit a big home run. Greg Bird got him on the board with an RBI single. Off Dallas Keuchel. Keuchel goes 4 2/3, gives up 4 runs.
Coming into this game, Keuchel had a .70 ERA in his postseason career, which was the lowest in Major League history for anyone with at least 4 starts. I mean, he had been unhittable in the postseason, and he owned the Yankees, and they roughed him up. They were hitting the ball hard against him tonight.
Also, we've got the Dodgers-Cubs. It is 3-0 in that series in favor of L.A., They are in Chicago. The game will get underway here in about 45 minutes or so at Wrigley. We have no idea who's pitching. Has anybody seen who's pitching?
For tonight's game?
Yeah.
Alex Wood for the Dodgers, Jake Arrieta for the Cubs.
We do have an idea who's
there
pitching.
There you go.
Excellent.
I had not seen one when we went on the air today at 3.
The Hot 5 at 5, refreshed by Frost Brewed Coors Light. Duck and Beaver fans, download the new Coors Light XP app and earn points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and rewards. Even game tickets must be 21 or over. NFL ratings, where they at? Next on The Fan.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, a couple things to tell you about. One, we are partners with Crunch Fitness here at The Fan, and they are opening a new store. Their location is at the Mill Plain store.
Yeah, it's right off Mill Plain, like 164th in the Couve.
Yeah, so
it's where I work out now.
Oh, you go over there?
Mm-hmm. It's like...
Oh, famous people.
Well, it's like less than a mile from my house.
Work. Wait. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was thinking of Cedar Hills, like in Portland.
No.
Your Mill Plain up there. Okay. So yeah. You... Wow, folks.
It's in the Couve.
Work out where Big Souk works out.
You're probably...
I also just joined Crunch, by the way.
You're probably 2 par fives away from my house.
So Crunch Mill Plain is having their grand opening party tonight, and it's going to be going... It's going on right now, but it's going until 8. They've got a bunch of food, and they got a DJ, and they have some prizes, and there's a grand prize. You can win a trip for 2 to Hawaii, and if you sign up today, just tell them you want to work out with Big Souk.
There you go.
And they'll set you up. Enrollment is $0.
Come by about 9:30 in the morning, and you can come sweat to the oldies with me. I do like my jazzercise class in there, and you know my ROP workout. It's great.
2 other programming notes. One, tomorrow our Blazers coverage ramps up. Jason Quick of NBC Sports Northwest is back this year, and he will do our show every Thursday at 5:30. So if you're a Blazer fan, you have to tune in every Thursday at 5:30. You have to.
Unless they're on an East Coast game, and then we'll switch the time.
Every Thursday
Damn
at 5:30. God. And then Scott Barnes, the Oregon State AD, is coming on too. Yeah. And that is going to be Friday at 3:30.
Action-packed the rest of the week.
So you got it all down?
No, but I got to be here anyway.
What time's Barnes?
It's on Friday.
What time?
3:30.
Nice.
Look at me.
Nice.
See? Go Beavers. How about that?
That's right. Go Beavers. Although they don't play this week, so.
What time's Jason Quick?
5:30.
When?
Thursdays.
Nice.
Except for when there's an East Coast road trip.
Yeah.
You are good.
I'm dialed in. I know
okay.
What's up.
You are dialed in. All right. The NFL ratings are in, and they continue to plummet. And everybody's freaking out about it, although I couldn't care any less.
Monday night's up.
So through the first 6 weeks of the NFL season, total viewership of games is down 7.5%. Mm-hmm. And this is compared with the first 6 weeks of last year. An average of 15 million people watched games for the first 6 weeks this year, compared with 16.2 million through week six last season. This is according to Nielsen.
And if you go back the last 2 years, we're into the teens now with the declining number. So it's not like this is a one-year thing. This has been a trend. And I also saw today that they're saying that for the first time, this may actually impact advertisers and their bottom line, that some of the – I don't remember if it was Fox or if it was NBC. One of them today in the article I read said that their actual stock price has dropped a little bit based on this.
Yep, CBS and Fox.
Yeah, that's what it was, CBS and Fox. So they're saying that it's starting to see an effect on the advertisers for the first time.
Yeah, and you said Monday Night Football viewership's about 11.2 million, which is a 6% increase through week six compared with last year.
Now, I still have never been able to find a answer on this. When you watch the Red Zone or you watch the Sunday Ticket, what does that do for ratings?
I don't know.
Like, Lynch, can we see if we can find someone, like, that? Can we get a TV ratings expert, someone that can speak on this? Because I'm fascinated by this in that I feel like if you watch the Red Zone, like, how do you get credit for watching, you know, let's say the Seahawks and the Rams are playing, and then that's the Fox, you know, afternoon game. If I'm watching the Red Zone, Fox isn't getting credit for me watching that, but I'm still watching football. So I've changed the way I've consumed football. I watch it as much, if not more than ever.
Well,
but the way I watch is completely different because I'm not watching a singular game. I'm either watching the Sunday Ticket, and I watch that through my PlayStation, or I'm watching Red Zone.
But it has to count for ratings. It's a channel. So there's no question it has ratings, and I'm sure it counts towards NFL viewing. It has to. Because, I mean, it's NFL football on that channel.
I would assume so.
So they must do it separately. I don't know. I think the bigger thing would be...
Because the Red Zone doesn't have commercials. Like, if you watch it, you just...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I get to watch it.
I think the bigger thing would be that if you watch Red Zone, CBS and Fox are pissed because you're not seeing their ads.
And that's... Like, I just think there's a lot of people... I know Lynch is like this. And believe it or not, I still have... I had DirecTV for years and years, and then 2 years ago I switched over when I moved. I switched over to Comcast, and I still get the Sunday Ticket. I still have it. I find myself, I don't know next year if I will get Sunday Ticket again, because even though I have it, I find myself probably 70% of the time now just watching the Red Zone channel. It's kind of become the way I consume it. And I hear that from more and more people that's how they're watching it. And well, one of the reasons they love it is there's no commercials.
That's one reason. But a lot of people paint it as like you're just seeing Red Zone opportunities. And that's not true at all. They show all the big plays.
Yes.
They show all the games. They stop focusing on the bad games except for showing you scores, like the really like big blowout games. So really, you're not missing much of anything. You're just seeing more than you would see if you were seeing highlight packages.
So I think you see... People, obviously, cutting the cord has something to do with this. You know, people are saying, you know, more and more that they're finding ways to stream it for free. You got people watching the Red Zone. I don't think the interest in the NFL is dying down at all. I just think traditional TV numbers are down.
Yeah, I don't know. The NFL is quite the juggernaut, you know? So I don't know. Like 7.5% is really significant.
It's about, it's a million and change, right? Watching each one of these games.
That's a lot for one season, from one season to the next. Well, it's something significant that's going on. And that, I think that's part of it. I just think there's a lot of things. I think one other thing that's going on is that there have been too many controversies, including the anthem thing. I think that is turning people off. There is NFL fatigue. Like it's you know, the NFL is like, we all have that friend who is just drama at every turn.
It's exhausting.
That's what they are.
Yeah.
And I think cumulative effects of Ray Rice and Roger Goodell being a putz and unfair, and then
the wife beater
the
stuff,
the concussion stuff, and then the anthem thing. I think people are just like, dude, I'm done.
A lot of people feel the NFL has been peeing in their face for years and years, saying, "Well, what are you gonna do?" And I think I'm with you. I think a lot of people have decided, I'm done. I'm not gonna watch it.
And so I think that's a part of it. Plus cord cutters. Plus I just as a fan, and I watch a ton of football every year. I think college football is surpassing the NFL, and that's the first year I've said that.
Yeah, we got in this one. This guy says he used to watch a ton of NFL games, haven't watched a single game this year. I like college better.
And we talked about this the other day. The Washington Post wrote about this, worth repeating since it's come up again, but their whole premise is, look, football used to be the same at all level, high school, college, and the NFL. Every level at least tried to mimic the NFL. And there are outliers, like, you know, some of this wishbone stuff and certainly some of the stuff they ran in college. But generally, a lot like other sports, it all looks the same. So the pro sport, the one with the best players in the world doing it, was always the king, right? Well, now you can't find a high school that has their quarterback under center. And so the outlier now in football is actually the NFL. The NFL looks different than all other levels that we're used to.
Yeah.
Because they're spreading it out, and it's way more exciting. Now, the stats have gone through the roof. The stats have gone through the roof in the NFL, too. But you look at some of the college numbers, it's
video games.
It's video game stuff. But this is because offenses and the spread and everything has opened things up. Well, all levels now, even you go down to the youth level, what we're used to seeing in football, our new normal in football is what high school and college looks like, and it is exciting. And then you go and watch the NFL, and you go, well, this is lame. This is boring. Yeah. And it didn't used to be that way. They used to all kind of be in sync, so you didn't really notice the difference. I think college is surpassing the NFL. And like I said, this is the first year I've said that, and I've always loved the NFL. I am such a huge NFL fan, but it's compared to college, it's boring now.
I still say, you look at the number of people that are watching on Red Zone, and then go to any bar on a Sunday, any sports bar, and it's packed with people there watching the NFL. So I think while the numbers go down,
to college campuses too, though.
I think this notion that the interest is waning, I don't necessarily buy that. The kneeling thing is interesting. I still am fascinated. Like, we got someone that said, you know, as soon as those turd lickers start standing for the anthem, I'll start watching again. That still fascinates me that there's 100 guys standing there for the, you know, for the anthem, and 5 are kneeling, and that's enough for you to just wipe away the NFL.
It does kind of feel like they've all been lumped in together.
It makes me question how big of a fan you were in the first place.
Right.
If you've got 95 or 98% of the team's players that are standing, and you've got 2 or 3% that are kneeling, and that's enough to get you to stop watching, something tells me that your fandom isn't that great to begin with.
Well, I find it fascinating that something like that can make you so mad. Like, what other people do can make you so mad. Something you can't control.
But it's real.
Would make you that upset.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And a minority of the people that are doing it.
The SI jinx. Well, it's quite real. Next, here's Mike.
I'm with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Sports Illustrated jinx. What one do you remember most? I have two, but it's happened again.
Well, it's happened 3 times.
Well, yeah, but I mean, again, this year. Like, if you just go to Sports Illustrated Jinx, the Wikipedia, there are a gajillion incidents.
Yeah.
You know, some of them are, you know, kind of loose. Like, for example, you know, Tom Brady was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and they put that on there that this year they lost to the Chiefs in the first game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, more so injuries. The other, okay, so Sports Illustrated had 4 regional covers.
Yeah.
Featuring the following players: Tom Brady, David Johnson, J.J. Watt, and Aaron Rodgers.
Oops.
Now, why do you say that? What do those 4 players have in common?
Well, 3 of them are out. Well, I guess David Johnson isn't technically out for the season, but he's out for a significant period of time. The other 2 are out for the year, and Tom Brady is taking a beating, and people are just waiting for him to be out for the rest of the year.
Oh.
Oh, man.
You're right.
It's not so good.
Sports Illustrated jinx at its finest.
I'm trying to remember off the top of my head.
Like, I have a good one for you. You guys will not remember this because it only pertains to, well, Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Okay.
But do you remember when Missouri and Kansas played in Kansas City and they were 1-2? This was 2007 or 8?
No, I don't remember that.
It was number 1 versus number 2, Missouri and Kansas.
Yeah, and I thing.
I remember you talking about it, but I didn't watch.
Yeah,
the game.
I remember you talking about it. It was like Todd Reesing, right?
Oh yeah.
Was Chase Daniel the quarterback from Missouri?
Potentially.
They played in a blizzard. I briefly remember that. I remember that they played and they were highly ranked, but I don't remember anything about the game. And that's the year Kansas played in the Orange Bowl, right?
Yeah, they beat Virginia Tech.
Yeah, so I've got a loose memory of that.
So they had a shot to win it all. I mean, they were number two in the country.
Yeah.
And they played Missouri. The winner, well, Missouri was number one and Kansas was number two. So the winner was well on their way. And Kansas lost, but they had put, it was such a big deal because they put Kerry Meyer, one of their wide receivers, on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
And we were just like, you know, in the Rock Chalk community, we're like, holy crap.
Don't do it.
Well, no, it's like, dude, Kansas football is on the cover of Sports Illustrated. What is happening?
Were you happy about that or were you in fear?
Well, I mean,
of it?
I think it's cool, but they lost. And we've all seen what's happened since.
Yeah, not so good.
The Sports Illustrated jinx.
The one that honestly sticks out, I was trying to remember.
Oregon State, Simonton.
Yeah. The one that sticks out in my mind that I remember is Michael Spinks being on the cover in the lead up to the Mike Tyson fight. I remember that cover and that being a big deal. And then Michael Spinks getting knocked out in like 91 seconds. That's the only one that really comes to mind that jumps out at me.
Well, isn't the Madden cover a jinx too?
Yeah, same sort of thing. You know, the thing is though, like when you make, like in football, when you make the cover, like you get hurt in football. I mean, it's just, it's a high injury rate. So that one, I don't necessarily buy as much as some of the others. Like if you're a big deal in football, you got a good chance of getting hurt because people get hurt in football every single year.
Yeah. But if Tom Brady goes down, I'm fully buying in. That's all four guys.
It would be
for the season. That's unbelievable.
The Madden one to me, for whatever reason, sticks out more in my head than the SI jinx. Because I remember that, like there was a number of years, like Gronk went down, Donald McNabb went down.
Eddie George.
Yeah, Eddie George.
Almost all of the players for like a 10-year span got
hurt. Peyton Hillis. Like those, for whatever reason, I remember more than the SI jinx. Probably because there's a lot less of those.
Oh, Adrian Peterson was.
Yeah.
Was one too.
Like the Madden, you get one a year. SI, you know, you got 52 issues of it, right? Oh, it comes out every week.
This guy's right. They put the Dodgers on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
That's right, this year, and they lost.
This year. And remember what the headline was? Best team ever.
Yeah, and they lost like 15 of.
They lost 17 of their next 23.
And I think USC was on the cover, kind of that same thing. I think USC's was, is this the greatest college football team ever? And then they lost to Texas in the national title game. But, you know, it's like that's kind of my point is, like, the more you end up on the cover, you're really good, the more chance you have of a disappointment. I mean, you're in big-time matchups.
Well, and isn't there just generally a – it's like, you know, we kind of go overboard with hyperbole and, like, oh, this team's – so that whatever the hot thing is, look, it doesn't always last. These leagues are tough to win in. It's like the odds are that the Dodgers are not the best team ever, and they're probably going to lose some games. Well, they ended up – I mean, they went on a – historic losing streak there.
Would anyone not want to be on the SI? Like, I wonder if you asked a guy, like, hey, we're going to put you on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Would there anyone that'd be like, no, don't do that?
Well, that's what's so funny about the SI jinx is that, like, it's not real.
No.
It's a magazine. But at the same time.
Yeah, it's in the back of your head.
You're like, wait.
Well, like,
should I really be on there?
Like, people keep doing the
They Madden. Wanted to put me on there.
You said no?
Yeah, I said no.
You can't risk it.
I wanted to get paid.
The golf game's too important, right? You don't want to blow out the back before the Rob Slam.
Right.
You got the Langdon Championships coming up. Don't mess with the lower back.
I had to block them. They were texting me so much.
Like, look, guys, I just know.
No. try Jason. They're like, no.
No, they want Rob. They want the star of the show. It's not primetime with Sook and Rob. No, no, no. It's primetime with Isaac and Sook.
All right. What do we do next?
Thanks, Isaac and Zook.
Nuke. Are we prepared for bad football between Oregon and UCLA? Are we prepared for that? Because we need to be.
This has a chance to be a dumpster fire of galactic proportions. But I think it's Oregon's best chance to win maybe up until the Civil War.
We'll get that tomorrow. Blazers open tonight.
Your pregame.
Pregame show next. All right, well, the Trailblazers open the season tonight, taking on the most nondescript team in the entire league. I mean, it's not exactly exciting when you go down to Phoenix.
I give you the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah. Like, name the Phoenix Suns. I'm going to pull up their depth chart for you.
Well, Booker is the one that I think is probably the most. Is he not most? Is he the only real notable guy?
Well, no, they have Josh Jackson.
Alex Len is on that team, too.
The rookie.
The rookie.
Yeah.
Kansas grad.
Josh Jackson.
Yeah.
The top three pick.
He's supposed to be awesome.
Or four? Top four pick?
So Devin Booker, Josh Jackson. I think
Bledsoe's still down there, isn't he?
Eric Bledsoe.
Is Tyson Chandler still there?
Yeah. Yes.
So they're maybe. Can we confirm that?
Well, Rob is looking at their depth chart right now.
Yeah, it says he's on there, but...
How old is Tyson Chandler?
80.
I feel like he's like Methuselah. He's been around a long time.
I love him. He's my kind of guy.
He's only...
He's my 36?
Bro. 36? Like, it's funny that... Like, we're well past that, and yet we view Tyson Chandler as some sort of old man.
Yeah?
He's 36 years old.
Yeah, he's old.
He's old for NBA.
Marquise Chris?
Former UW player.
Okay. And Jared Dudley.
He's still in the league?
And TJ Warren. Didn't TJ Warren torch him last year?
Jared Dudley still in the league?
Oh yeah. Again, if you can shoot, you put me out there. If I can knock down 40-45%.
There is an element to that, yeah.
Just get me open, baby.
Well, Babbitt's back in the league, right?
Look at Nick Young.
Yeah, stand in the corner and knock down threes.
So the Blazers are down there. No CJ McCollum. Stotsy is being real coy about the starting lineup, but who cares? They basically have Damian Lillard, Yusuf Nurkic, and then a bunch of other guys.
Well, it sounds like Quick was reporting that he thought that it was going to be Turner, Harkless, Aminu, and then Nurk and Dame.
Yeah, but again, they have Damian Lillard, Yusuf Nurkic, and a bunch of other guys.
Look at you just being an ass.
Well, they don't. I mean, they don't. That's their, like, this is why they're not great, is they have, I mean, they're good.
Turner.
They're good, but they just don't have a lot of depth. And a couple years ago, they did. It was like, remember that? It was like, oh, Ed Davis and all these guys, and they got all this depth. Actually, they really don't now.
We got Ed Davis back, and he'll play a role, and you hope Swanigan can give you something.
You need the rookies, what you need. If you really want to add depth, you got to have Swanigan and Collins. Well, help you. And Leonard.
Swanigan looks like he's ready to contribute right away. Collins more of a project. And who knows what the hell you're going to get out of Myers Leonard.
But, I mean, if you say that let's just say Evan Turner and Al-Farouq Aminu start when CJ McCollum comes back. So you got Dame, CJ, those two guys, and Yusuf.
Yeah.
Your bench is Harkless, Swanigan, Ed Davis, Myers Leonard.
Yeah.
Pat Connaughton, maybe Zach Collins. I mean, that is not...
No.
That's not the Blazers of a couple years ago that we said were so deep.
No, it is not a great bench. Look, you're going to rely heavily on your two guards and Nurk. And doesn't the excitement come from Nurkic? I mean, honestly, the season rests on the legs and the health of the guy in the middle. Because without him, you weren't a playoff team. And when he came here, it changed the course. And he was the real difference maker in this team. And he was out of shape. He's lost 30 pounds. He's the defensive presence. He changes everything. This team will go as far as Nurk develops and as healthy as he can stay.
So, do you have any hot predictions?
I still think they're going to be better than people think.
No. I'm talking about tonight's game.
Oh, about tonight?
Yeah. How's it going to go down?
Well, didn't Phoenix blow them out? They opened down there. Was that last year or the year before?
I don't know.
Didn't Phoenix bitch slap them?
They beat them 3 out of 4 last year.
Feel like they open with the Suns a lot.
The Blazers beat the Suns 3 out of 4 last year.
Huh. Maybe the texters can help me. I seem to remember them opening with Phoenix either last year or the year before and just getting run out of the gym.
Last year they opened with Utah and they beat them. Okay, you're probably thinking of 2016. They opened with New Orleans and won, but then they went back-to-back Phoenix games.
Yeah.
And they lost both of them.
Maybe that's what I'm
thinking. By about 20 both times.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm thinking. No, Portland wins tonight. I'll go Portland. Give me Portland 104, Phoenix 96.
I have Portland 278 to 198.
Wow.
Yeah.
High-scoring affair.
Bet the over.
That Josh Jackson knocking down a lot of threes for you, and his afro is strong and on point.
Yeah, he might be rookie of the year. Who the let's see.
Well, I think the odds-on favorite is Ball.
Yeah, I guess you're
right. So you got Lonzo Ball. Tatum's been getting a lot of hype in Boston.
He is so good.
Yeah, people are really high on him.
Yeah, Did you see Markel Fultz's free throw form today?
Yeah, I guess he's trying to change it in the preseason, and it looks like some sort of Bill Cartwright had a seizure while shooting free throws, and that's what it looks like.
I saw a description that he looks shy about shooting the shot.
Well, maybe you shouldn't try to change your free throw stroke in the preseason and take that into the regular. Maybe
just
stick with it.
I did not watch him one time in college.
I'll bet you.
I have never seen him play.
Well, he only played the 1 year and he was hurt for much of it. I think I've seen him at Washington one time. I think I saw him play for a total of 10 minutes.
Rookie of the year odds. Lonzo Ball followed by, Ben Simmons. Because he's technically a rookie.
Yeah, for Philadelphia.
So it's Lonzo Ball, Ben Simmons, then Dennis Smith, the guard for Dallas. Markel Fultz, De'Aaron Fox, and Jason Tatum.
And Fox is in Sacramento, and I haven't seen any of him or really read much other than he was, he said In-N-Out Burger sucked. He said it was overrated. That's the only time I've heard from him.
Wait, who said that?
Fox.
I'm so with him on that.
Yeah, he said In-N-Out Burger is way overrated.
I don't think it sucks. It is overrated.
Yeah, he just goes, it's just another burger. I think he was claiming that Wendy's was better and like Fat Burger. And
whoa.
Yeah. Well, given the choice between a Baconator and an In-N-Out, I'll take a Baconator. I'll go Wendy's better than In-N-Out. I don't understand the In-N-Out.
So,
and I've had it all the different ways. I've had an animal style and whatever. In-N-Out.
I bet you have.
Yeah, I have. I like to get animal style.
Thank you for that.
In-N-Out's a burger, but I don't know.
It definitely is. You can confirm it is a burger.
I'd rather have Five Guys. I'd rather have Burgerville. I'd certainly rather have Steak and Shake.
Josh Jackson is not one of the... I thought he was up there with the odds-on favorites, but he's not. It goes Fox, Tatum, then Donovan Mitchell, and then Josh Jackson.
You don't even know.
I don't. God. I don't know my rookies.
Although the Mavericks, I have seen plenty of stuff saying that the Mavericks are in love with Dennis Smith Jr.
Yeah, I guess he's dynamite.
They love what he's bringing. And remember, his talent, slinging that wood in his pants.
Slinging that wood in his pants. You got to love that. You got to respect that.
When he was in the eighth, if you don't know what we're talking about, on draft night, they were going back and looking through all the guys' Twitter accounts. And this is like where we found that weird clip of Zach Collins shirtless and twerking. And there was...
What?
You didn't see that?
No.
You don't remember that?
He was out that day.
Oh, you were gone. Yeah, we were doing the NBA draft and... People started looking through all these guys' Twitter accounts, and there was a couple. I think one Zach Collins said, I think for his birthday, he wanted boobs. And then he wanted...
Like a pair of boobies?
Yeah, like a pair of boobies to play with. And then the other
don't
one...
Don't we all?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm 39.
Is that so bad? Did people give him crap about that?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
I'm 39. It's still what I'm asking for my birthday.
Grow up.
If you could go ahead and buy that for me, that'd be
grow
great.
Down.
I'd appreciate it.
I'm not buying you anything.
But the other one is there was a video of him like from the eighth or ninth grade, and he was shirtless and he was twerking. Oh, he was thrusting. But someone found that Dennis Smith in like it was either in the eighth or ninth grade tweeted out, there's a lot of gifts from God, but my gift is slanging that wood in my pants.
I'm sorry, that's amazing.
What a body.
Hey, you know what? Good for him that young to
Damn
know
right.
your talent. I didn't know what any kind of talent I had like in the eighth or ninth grade. No. Dennis Smith Jr. did. He knew it was about slanging that wood.
Well, anyway, Blazers play in Phoenix, starts at 7.
Go Blazers.
You should keep slamming it. I love how so your computer sucks.
Yes.
And it keeps breaking.
It's like
I can tell you definitively that it will not be fixed by you slamming the mouse and the keyboard as you continue to do.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Every time it freezes, I go to the obligatory, like maybe if I just hit Control Alt Delete and harder, if I just.
You keep pounding on it. It's not, I'm telling you, I'm an engineer. I know these things. It's not going to work.
There's no magic fairy inside the mouse that wakes up.
I just do that for a while.
They just need to fix that for you.
Yeah, it's been like a month.
Isn't it a brand new computer too?
I don't know, but it doesn't work.
Brian in Beaverton, who listens to the morning show and the afternoon show, says Cam Cleland, who sits in your chair and uses that computer, complains about it too. So it's not just you.
It's not just all the bad pornography that I'm looking at.
Dirt sits in that chair too, but he uses his own computer.
Okay.
So which is what I've done now. I just use an iPad now.
You see, I can't do the tablet thing. I like having an actual computer.
Well,
I like the mouse. I like to be able to hit it in frustration.
Computer one, Souk, nothing.
Well, I'm going to go reset it again, and I'll be back. It won't defeat me.
All right, today in the news, coming up next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.